She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minert.
It's just a regular street, like 25. To really go 25 is pretty slow. Like, it's painful. For an impatient person like myself, it's painful.
Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their 8 locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Enter to win the Spring Baseball and Arizona Sweepstakes from Century Foods. Complete an entry form found in their weekly ad and bring to your local Sentry. No purchase necessary.
Sophia, have you ever been, when the camera went on, not ready for when they threw it to you, or late for like a segment you were supposed to do?
Oh, gosh. Have I been late? I've cut it very, very, very close.
Okay.
Cut it very close. I don't think I've ever actually missed a segment, but I've certainly cut it very close. And in terms of general unpreparedness, I think sometimes that happens. And sometimes it's like a bounce back of like maybe you're not anticipating, you know, like Brian will do that sometimes where he'll follow up with stuff. And sometimes that's not always expected or planned out. And usually you can just roll with it. But I don't think I've ever actually missed a segment.
Okay, well, somebody here,
I think Jen did it on purpose, because normally she'll run into... She just sauntered in.
She just casually walked in. Like, clearly had to have seen that I was asking the question when
she
walked in.
Okay, cards on the table. I was going to the bathroom, and the toilet wouldn't flush. So I had to make a decision.
Ooh,
there.
Fair.
Do you wait for the toilet to cycle through and then flush it again so that you don't leave something for the person coming in next time? Or do you go, man, I should probably get on the air and introduce Sophia for this next segment?
You're asking males that question?
Have you been to a male restroom?
I'm letting you know what took so long.
I'll tell you what, 99 out of 100 guys.
Leave it.
Peace out.
Hey, I did my duty. Literally.
Jen made the very courteous choice here. I'm with Jen on this.
I was thinking about it as I was leaving too. I was like, what is it with this toilet? Why do I always have to double flush it? And then, of course, I was late getting back to the Sophia segment.
Like a personal problem.
Did you talk to her about the PE thing
no,
or not?
No, we did not.
You talked about the peeing thing, obviously.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to you. But how about PE? Sophia, did you call it gym or PE class when you were younger?
Gym.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
And I was telling him how I remember it being a very specific campaign to change it from gym to PE because teachers felt like gym, like, minimized their contribution. So they wanted it to be called physical education.
Jen, you have kids in school. What do they call it now? Is it
they
PE?
They call
or
it gym class. They do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess that campaign didn't go anywhere, huh?
Was it the benefit for the...
Probably professionally, right? They call it physical education.
Here's what I will say. I will say field day was the best day of the year. Like, hands down, best day. It was always, like, right about now, last couple weeks of school. You know, you went from station to station, played capture the flag, played Red Rover, which you're not allowed to play anymore, also because of injury. But we crushed Red Rover back in the day. What was your favorite PE class? Or game?
Oh, man. I always loved, like, the scooters, you know, the scooters that you got to, like, race around on.
So I have a theory. I have a theory, Sophia. I think you and I loved the scooters because we're tiny people.
That's probably fair.
Yeah, yes, how many scooters did you need, Chew? You probably needed,
Am I destroying a scooter? We didn't have that on the East Coast, so... Strange. Never heard of it.
I can't imagine that a man your size is going to fit neatly onto a scooter.
It'd have to be the size of that armchair back there, that lounge chair, in order for you to fit on it. But I could fit my little hiney on one of those square scooters and just motor around all day. So scooter games, what else?
Scooter games, gosh. I feel like anything that was, like, obstacle related, I always really liked, you know, when they would create, like, you know, little obstacle courses in the gym class. We had a couple of random ones, like, you know, badminton. You know, they would try to introduce, like, a badminton unit. So, I feel like those are the ones that probably stand out to me.
All righty, Sophia, if the trade deadline was tomorrow and you got the green light, well, we have to ask her a serious question. We can't just
do it. Do
right?
we?
It's a good question.
The question
too.
The question is, do we have to ask Sophia, do we have to ask you serious baseball questions?
It's your show. I'm the guest here, so I'm just following your lead.
Okay, Sophie, if the trade deadline was tomorrow and you were the GM and you got the green light to make a pretty good trade, what position would you upgrade on this roster right now?
I think the one that stands out the most is probably first base. And I just think that comes with the lack of offensive production that they've gotten from that position. And, you know, Keston got sent down for a second time, and Daniel Vogelbach just hasn't found a lot of consistency. They don't have consistent production from that position, and that's a position you do need production from. So I think that's probably the obvious one that you would point to. I do think they're still optimistic that Keston can get it figured out, but, you know, you're also now 60 games into the season and you haven't gotten production from that position. So probably moving forward, that's the biggest hold they have.
Well, since we're on baseball now, baseball seems to be cracking down on sticky substances for pitchers. How big of an issue is this really for baseball? Because I feel like they're going to make way too big of a deal out of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone sees it from both sides, right? Like, pitchers have been using stuff forever and ever. You know, it's been like that old traditional mix of like rosin and sunscreen and, you know, some pine tar. And now obviously the substances have evolved and everyone's making their own little mixes. And I think, you know, as a pitcher, you want to have the grip of the ball. You want to be able to command your pitches. You want to be able to manipulate the ball to your advantage. And I think you can do that reasonably. And then I think from the hitter's position, I think they feel it has swayed, you know, totally in the direction of pitchers with how they're able to do that, and that hitters are at a disadvantage. And I think they'd also tell you that they want the pitcher to know where the ball is going when they throw it, right? I think we've seen so many close calls. You know, you saw Kevin Pillar with the Mets. He took a 95-mile-an-hour fastball to the face, you know, had a broken nose. He was very fortunate with that injury. You know, these guys, it could be devastating what they could do with the baseball. So I think any hitter would tell you they want a pitcher to have a good grip on the ball. They want them to know where the ball is going when it leaves their hand, so that they're not taking a bigger risk than what they already are every time they step into the box. So I think there's a way to reasonably police it. I mean, I think right now, like just based on the conversations I've had and things I've heard, everyone's just kind of waiting to see what that is. How do you reasonably police it? Is it going to affect pace of game? Are they going to check in you every inning? Like, everyone's just kind of waiting to see what the next step is and what the plan is, and then you just go from there. But I think right now they're operating with just a little bit of, like, limbo and not knowing what that direction is going to be.
Bally Sports reporter Sophia Minert joining the show. We don't have a lot of time here, but very quickly, I'm seeing now that guys are forgetting to step on first base when they hit home runs. Is this an isolated incident, or is this something we need to worry about now? Do we need to go back to the basics, back to the fundamentals here?
Yes. That is not one you see very often. That did happen last night with the Pirates. And I honestly don't think I've ever seen it happen live before. I've seen guys miss stepping on home, which I think is more tragic. Yeah, I think that's just a brain fart, and we'll just chalk it up as that.
Chalk it up to a brain fart? I mean, you got to feel real dumb, right? Almost like,
yeah, and
almost like if
homer.
You get stuck in the bathroom in the middle of a segment and you miss the beginning of Sophia's segment, like, you got to feel real dumb, right?
And you're panic flushing the toilet, like flush.
Come
faster.
On, come on, come on. Sophia,
you have that internal clock, like, you know, I'm going to be late. You're
exactly.
Gonna make me late.
It's just like Aaron Rodgers back there after the ball snaps. Your clock starts, right? You know you got to go. You know you got to move, but you pat the ball a few times and you look for an open receiver and you find none. So you take the sack. That's what happened. I don't know to who. To somebody, hypothetically speaking. Sophia Minert, Bally Sports reporter, joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as she does each and every Wednesday. Sophia apparently coming to us from Augusta. with the birds. Beautiful. Wherever you are, it's lovely.
Yeah, I'm on this. I like to go for a walk in the mornings, and I'm walking through this like lakefront path or riverfront path, I should say, along the Ohio River, and it's quite peaceful, actually. It's a nice little ambiance right now.
It was until Jen brought bathroom talk into the conversation. Sophia, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a great day.
Great to have Sophia joining the show, as she does each and every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.